I was really challenged by these readings because somebody asked me a question not too long ago about poverty and about giving things up. You have to give up everything and follow me. That's quite a statement. Give up everything and follow me. What does that mean? Well, here's my answer, and this was the answer I gave to the gentleman who asked the question. It's about how attached we are to those things and what we do with the gifts that God has given us. The challenge that he gave to the scribes and the Pharisees was that they were about accumulating things and holding on to them and being wealthy and having all of the attachments of being wealthy and being in places of honor. That was the challenge, because that's not what it's about. All of creation, the gifts that God has given us, were offered to us so that we can use them for the greater glory and honor of God. I said that not too long ago. Everything God has made for us, everything God has given us, is because he loves us. And he asks us in our free will to love him back and to use everything at our disposal to show what that looks like, to show what it means to us to love him. We can never match the love that Jesus Christ has for us because he died on the cross. That's how much he loved us. That's how much he loved the Father. Yes, Father, I will do your will. And if it means dying, then so be it. The Father so loved the Son that he said, yes, I want you to die, but I love you so much that I will resurrect you. You will be resurrected. You will live with me forever in heaven. And he invites us to do the same thing. Die on your cross and be resurrected in the love of God, the love of yourself, the love of the people around you. And what does that look like? It looks like committing ourselves to living out a gospel message of detachment. It looks like living out a gospel message of using the gifts that God has given us to give him greater glory and honor. Whether it's speaking, whether it's working in the fields, whether it's prayer, whether it's caring for the sick and the dying. Every time I go to the hospital as a chaplain, I am in awe of the men and women who have committed themselves to care for the sick and the dying. Those people are doing ministry, and they do it all the time. They've committed their lives to it because the gifts that God gave them, they use for that purpose. We all have gifts. We've all been given gifts by God, and we are asked to return them. Give them up and follow me. You love Peter. You've got to love Peter. Jesus, we gave up everything. What do we get out of the deal? Well, Peter, let me see if I can explain it to you yet again. If you've given up everything for me, in the new age, it will be returned to you 100-fold. I'm not sure I want that many brothers and sisters, but okay. The gifts that we give up, the things that we let go of, they don't mean anything. Because what we get back is wisdom, love, God's presence in our lives, being with God for all eternity. What a wonderful gift, what a wonderful potential that is. And that's what he's telling us, just as he said to the disciples. Yes, you have given up everything. Everything that God has given you. And what I'm asking you to do is use the gifts that you have to follow me and preach the gospel that I'm going to be giving you. That's what I'm asking you to do. Every disciple, with the exception of John, was martyred. Every disciple, with the exception of John, gave everything they had to the gospel, to loving God, neighbor, and self, giving their gifts. We witnessed today the canonization of 7 people in Rome. And, of course, the 2 stars were Paul VI and Oscar Romero. But there were 5 other people who were canonized. And if you go back and look at some of the stories about them, they were people who just were committed to loving God and living out the gifts that God gave them. One was a young man who was abused as a child and spent hours and hours in front of the Eucharist, praying, offering prayers in his life to God. Those are the key messages that we get when we listen to the gospel, when we look at the Book of Wisdom, when we listen and hear a two-edged sword that is so sharp that it can cleave between spirit and soul. We've given up everything. The question is, I guess, have we?